All right, guys, this is episode 4 for On the Porch. Last episode, we had coach and teacher, Mr. O'Brien. And today, I'm here with my co-host.
Okay, I was going to say, bro, introduce us. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Who are you, bro? What's your name?
You know who I am. You know who I am.
This is Vail with 3 L's and 3 E's.
Amen.
Vail from Instagram.
Okay, relax.
We back with Kenny.
Yes, Kenny. I've been on here a couple times already. You know who it is.
You've been on here once, bro. And we also here with our new guest, Andrew Ma. Hey. And Grant Coburn.
What's up? Y'all so awkward, man. But what's up, y'all? Welcome back to On the Porch. We have a little more speakers than usual in here today. Of course, we got Grant, Andrew. Glad y'all can come out here. Y'all knew y'all requested to come, and you know we had to get y'all in here. Teeth, I know these are your track people.
Yeah.
So I feel a little out of place being here. So kick us off, bro. Kick us off, man.
You could have joined.
I could have joined.
I asked you like every day.
Yeah. It was annoying, so I didn't want to join. You know, it's not my. Look, I used to do track in 7th grade.
It was 7th grade.
Bro, I did track in 7th grade, bro. And I couldn't do it, bro. Like, it was, bro, I had to run the 4x4, which at the end of the race, at the end of the day, and bro, I just, seeing everybody else run was just like, that should be me. I was a hater. Still am, but you get it.
Speaking of the 4x4, we're going to talk about the events. Guys, can you, like, remind me what events you guys run?
Well, I'm Andrew, and I run the 800, occasionally some here the 4x4, oh, no, not 4x4, 400 and 16.
Okay. I do the 400, the 4x4, the 800, 1600, and sometimes the 3200.
You hear that, Vail?
Yes, I hear that. T, what do you do?
Just the fours.
All right, my bad. Man, y'all, what's your favorite out of all of them?
My favorite's the 1600, probably.
Okay.
Mine's got to be that 800.
T?
Oh, I forgot. I only run one, bro.
Oh, well, you said the four or something. Oh.
Probably the 4x4, though.
Man, Teef, you a strange soul, bro. What is y'all? So, I'm interested. I know Teef always talk about practice. You know, he walk in, he be like, got practice today. Da-da-da-da. He always complaining. Is it really that bad, bro?
I don't complain, bro.
He complains.
No, I don't.
Don't believe this, man.
I just had trash trainers. I'm okay now.
Are you blaming the people at your old school? Are you, is
huh?
Trying?
No, the shoes.
Nah. All right. Is track bad? I'm not track. Is practice bad?
It's really not that bad.
So T's just a little crybaby.
No, yeah,
pretty much.
You running from the grind. Man. T, we supposed to freestyle this, bro. What are you doing?
What you mean?
We supposed to freestyle, bro.
Vail, can you explain what happened when you was in 7th grade? Why you quit track?
Because, bro, it was a little bit of, I wasn't really as interested in it as I was before. And because it just wasn't, I don't know. I woke up one day. No, we had a meet at like, I forgot where it was. I used to go to Crescent. And I had Mr. K, Mr. Wykowski, and he was cool. He was my social teacher, and we ran. It's like nine or something when we get back. And then I get in the shower, I take a nap, and it's time for school. And I was just like, you know, it's just not for me no more. Like, I can't do it. I went to the practices and stuff, but I couldn't go to the meets, bro. It was just a lot to me.
The meet's the best part.
I mean, yeah, but that's because everybody there, but it's just, Kenny, you did track too.
Yeah, you know, 8th grade, I did the 100 meter. A short stint of time. I did mainly field. But yeah, I should have re-got into it.
Oh my god.
I should have went back into the field part. It was pretty fun. With the 100, I had no type of stamina. My acceleration is okay. But yeah.
All right, bro. So for y'all three, TV you included, what got y'all into running? Like, what made y'all think, you know, I want to do this?
Well, for me, it's just I was a little fat kid. So
you was fat?
Yeah, I was pretty chubby when I was in like 6th grade. So at 6th grade, going into 7th, I was
enough.
I just hated myself. And then I just started running, made new friends, you know.
Just got to be
wasn't,
made
wasn't
up.
Too bad. So I got into running.
Hey, that's real, bro. What about you, Grant?
I played a lot of sports when I was a kid, but I just really liked running, and I just stop playing the other sports and just focus on running.
Okay, for that team.
In 8th grade, the coach set me up. It's like, he knew me from Boys and Girls Club. I was like one of the smart kids back then. Not so smart now.
Yeah.
Not the best. But like, back then, he was like, hey, Latif, you kind of fast and you smart. So he was like, okay, you can be on the team because you're not going to have no bad grades. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll try it. Yeah. I didn't want to make him mad. So I was like, okay, whatever. I'll get into it.
You got baited into running track.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, man. What's y'all favorite moment? Oh, Kenny, you got something to say?
Are y'all going to continue this into college?
We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see. Probably not for me, though.
Andy, you a senior, ain't you?
Probably not, yeah, I'm a senior,
bro.
I feel that. TV, you a senior too. Dang, TV, you old. Bro, you like 20.
I'm 17.
Bro, you like 20. All right. What's y'all favorite moment? Favorite moments as a runner or moment? Yeah, moment.
My favorite moment so far has got to be Mick track this year. Getting Mick runner up and running in 4:28 in the 1600. That was just crazy.
Fair.
Probably sectionals of this year, track. It was just a team moment, I say. It was great having that success, making it out of sectionals, and nobody think we would.
You looking at me now?
Yeah, Tief. You run too, bro.
My favorite moment, I think it was Mick. Saw Mario on the bench in our little stands. I was like, oh, he looked like he tired. He was running a lot. Gave him some water. I was like, here, Mario, here's some water. Right before his 4x4. And guess what he did, bro? He dogged that 4x4. Safe to say.
You're the reason.
I gave him the assist, bro. I had the assist, bro. Why you laughing? You can ask him. Kenny, bro. Doesn't this sound real?
Yes. You was a water boy, bro?
For Amarion Sanders, bro.
Shout out to Amarion, bro. Man. What's your favorite and least favorite thing about running?
Well, like, the least thing is, like, it gets very repetitive and demotivated. So, like, some days you just wake up, like, dang, I got to run, like, 5 miles again and again. So, I mean, that's pretty bad. But then the good part is, like, you get runners high. You just feel good about yourself. And then after your races, you just feel good, you know, those days. But you have the bad days as well.
Okay. Grant?
I would say, like, this is my least favorite part is just, like, just feeling bad on a run. It's just like you question why you're even out there.
Teeth?
Shin splints.
What's that, bro?
It's like when your shin hurt.
I think you just not good.
It's hard to get rid of.
Teeth, I just don't think.
You think I'm trash?
No, I ain't say that, bro.
I think it sometimes too. That's why I keep going.
I feel that, bro. That's great inspiration. You know, that segues into the next thing, bro. Who's your biggest inspiration?
Same boat.
I have no idea, bro.
You ain't got no inspiration?
It's just, I'll like race for competitive reasons.
Okay.
Like, I'm a competitive person sometimes, so I'm like, okay.
You do it for yourself?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, same thing with me, probably. I don't have no inspirations, but my teammates just got to be better than them.
Okay, y'all just some free people. Okay, Grant?
I wouldn't say like one specific person is my inspiration, but definitely like the people around me, like my teammates. Just seeing them succeed just really makes me want to succeed.
That's very inspirational, bro. Teeth, got anything to say, bro?
Nah. Got another question, though. What do y'all do to, like, ramp up before races and before meets? You got to be chilling?
I just be chilling.
Honestly, yeah, I'd be chilling. Just listen to some music, probably.
Teeth, I feel like you'd be overthinking it, bro.
I don't overthink it, bro.
I feel like you overthink it, but all right. Y'all, we obviously y'all some track people. If y'all had to play any other sport, like, what would it be?
You know this, bro.
Now, obviously for you, it's for them.
I probably play football.
Okay, Andy, I can see you out there running.
You know me.
You gonna say something, Kenny?
Yeah.
Kenny, what sport would you play, bro?
Honestly, I'd probably play football, basketball.
Okay, I can see you out there running point.
Can't you really, bro?
Nah, I can't, but...
He can.
Okay, Teeth. I already know what you're going
to
say.
Yeah, basketball.
I see basketball. What about you, Grant? Because we had freshman year, me and you had PE. And, you know, that's kind of the best bond starting PE. I ain't going to lie to you. And I remember first we had to team up in football. And he was throwing dots. I ain't going to lie. He was throwing dots. And then you usually came over and played 21 with us. So, yeah, I can see where he's coming from with the sports stuff. What sport would you play?
I would probably play basketball.
Feel that? I feel that. All right, T, anything?
What's your favorite snacks, bro? I go off the rails a little bit. Talking about track for like the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, it has been 10 minutes. How you know?
My favorite like post-run snack recently has just been applesauce, Go-Go Squeeze.
Snack, probably some Rice Krispie Treats every day, one or two a day. Be bussing.
Every day?
Every day.
You just stacking up on Rice Krispie. You going to come back to your old self, Andy.
Yeah. That's That's a crazy comment. Why would you say that?
Bad, bro. I'm just saying every day. You know, Teef, you know what you catch me eating every day.
I don't believe that Andy was ever chubby, bro.
Yeah, I can't see
pictures.
That.
I got pictures. I'll show you.
Yeah, you have to show us later, bro.
That's actually shocking, bro.
Teef, what do you eat?
Stuff.
What that mean?
I just be eating whatever, bro.
Like what?
Nothing too terrible. I don't know. I don't track that.
You're not tracking your weight, bro. That's not good.
I mean, like, I drink a lot of water.
That's good.
That's okay, but you know, I said eat, not drink.
Well, I'll be eating Kashner Cheez-Its. They're good.
Teef, you're such a burger, bro.
I don't be counting, bro. Like, I don't be remembering.
Fish sticks.
Why do we have Kenny on this episode, man?
I'm eating fish sticks, bro.
No, the dinosaur fish sticks do go crazy, though. I ain't gonna lie.
They make those?
Back in the day. They make those? And you talk about, bro, Teef, you're bougie, bro. I know everybody in here has had dinosaur fish sticks, bro.
You hate Little Caesars.
You have it, Greg?
Dinosaur? Nah.
Y'all haven't had them, bro?
Those must be busting.
They good. So Teef, you just, y'all just some bougie people, bro.
I just get regular fish sticks, bro. All
right, let's talk. All right, somebody said it. Little Caesars, bro. Teef, I know you're a firm believer of Little Caesars. That's your favorite
It's not
pizza.
My favorite,
that's your
bro.
Favorite pizza place.
No, it's not.
What about y'all two, bro? I know y'all know Leo. He posted a picture. He was like, Little Caesars has done it again. And he tagged me in it, bro. I shook my head in frustration.
I mean, I heard it's good. If you don't have nobody whispering in your ear that's telling you it's bad.
I think it's just bad. What about you, Grant?
Pizza's pizza, in my opinion.
Oh, my God. You're one of them, bro. He's one of them, bro. He's one of them all water tasters. What are you talking about?
How do y'all feel about... What do y'all like to do in y'all free time?
Listen to music.
What they type of music?
Any music.
Like, if you had to pay one...
Anything that sounds good, Kenny.
Oh, yeah. So if you had to pick one type of music, what would it be?
What type of music?
Genre?
Yeah, genre.
Whatever Frank Ocean makes.
He's okay, what about you, Grant?
My favorite type of music?
Yeah.
Just hip-hop.
Hip-hop. Like Drake?
Huh?
Drake?
I mean, yeah.
Drake. He's a pop star, bro.
He's a pop star. What about you, Teef? I know you listen to everything.
Yeah, somewhat, besides country.
Why you not rocking country, bro?
It's country, bro.
Why not? Taylor Swift got some good songs.
I just don't like country. I can't explain why. It's like ask somebody why they don't like carrots. You can't explain that. Like
carrots is.
I like carrots.
Is cool though.
Like if I ask my brother why he don't like broccoli, he's gonna say I just don't like broccoli.
No, that's because they don't like the vegetables, bro. That's not. Yeah, no. Yeah. It's kind of like that.
Vegetables, bro.
It is really like that. I don't know.
I eat vegetables.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's your favorite vegetable, bro?
I like fruits more though.
Yeah, everybody likes fruits more. That's because they're just more.
Favorite vegetable probably gonna be carrots.
Okay, favorite fruit, y'all. Name.
Mango.
Okay, Teef?
Probably green grape.
You're lying.
Or watermelon. Or oranges.
Watermelon?
I'll peel an orange and just bite it straight off. Like, I won't get the slices. Like, I'll just bite like an apple.
What is wrong with you?
It's fantastic. You gotta try it.
That's a madman right there. That's a madman. What about you, Grant?
Banana.
He gets it. See?
Like, it helps him run.
Okay, I don't want to see y'all tag me in nothing else banana related. I don't want to hear it. If he eats it. You better get
eating like
too.
Three of these a day, bro.
They're good for you.
Home. Like how many batches do you have?
Bro, look. My mom go to Walmart. I get the bananas. No, yeah. Okay, I get the bananas. It's why y'all laughing. I get the bananas. We walk out. I get like the six pair. Two, six, so like 12. It's like 12. I ain't bring them today. Bro, so that's like killed your theory. And what?
Nothing, bro.
Okay.
Keep going.
The bananas are good for you, bro. Y'all better tag Grant too, bro, because I get tagged. Every time on Instagram, people taking pictures of me eating bananas.
Yeah, he don't get caught eating them like that, though.
That's because he mind his business. I'm on my business. Bro, I don't get the difference, bro. We both mind our business, stay in our lanes. But I'm the one getting photos of me eating a banana, getting caught a monkey.
But honestly, what is it that y'all like about bananas specifically?
I just like the taste.
It's like sweet.
Yeah.
Like perfect.
Anything else?
Nah, bro.
My grandma used to like them.
My auntie put me on.
My grandma loved bananas.
My girlfriend likes them.
She used to get like banana milkshakes. Like, why are you getting banana milkshake?
Banana cake.
They make that?
Yes. Did you not know?
Bananas are not that good, bro.
Bananas are good.
I'll eat them, but I like.
Bro, you came into school every day with a banana in your shoes, bro.
It was crazy.
Because they said it's better for run. It was important to eat.
And you ate it.
It's like saying if you're on a diet. Like, oh, I love salad. No, you don't. No, you want that burger, but you gotta eat the salad. Like,
nah, bro, you may like that salad, bro. Trees and plants are good for you, bro.
You eat trees?
I am a carnivore. Wait, no, wait. What's it? It's a herbivore, ain't it?
Herbivore.
Yeah, that's me.
When people ask how I lost weight, I tell them salad. I've never ate a salad before.
How did you lose weight?
Stop eating junk food. Like, I didn't really eat healthy.
Oh, you just stopped eating?
Yeah.
I feel that. T, what about you? How did you lose weight?
Past couple of years, I've been gaining. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know. I guess losing weight is more like it's eating. I don't eat that many fats. Work out, drink water. Just don't go crazy on yourself, bro. I don't know. Ask Andy. He did better.
True. Andy, how did you lose weight?
Bro, I just grew like 7 inches in 1 year and stopped growing from there. So I think all my weight just distributed.
Wait, so this was in what? This was, you said this was middle school, so like 8th grade?
Like sixth grade going into 7th grade, I grew 6 inches in height.
So how tall were you in 5th grade?
Bro, you don't even, like, under, like, 5 foot.
Oh, my God. Yeah. T, this almost as bad as you.
A typical 5th grader, bro.
That's not typical. I was taller than that in 5th grade.
How tall was you in 5th grade?
I don't think I was.
I was, like, 5, like, 1, 2, maybe.
I think you're lying.
I'm not lying. I was usually one of the tallest people in my classes, bro.
How tall are you now?
Time to change.
I'm, like, 5'7".
Dang.
5'7", 5'8". That's debatable.
Just like me.
You know, height doesn't matter.
Huh?
Height don't matter, bro. It's just a number.
Yeah, but that's until you find a girl that wants you to be over 6 foot, and then you can't date, you know? Like, bro. Steve, you only saying that because you're not 6 foot, bro.
I'm 5'11".
You're not 6 foot, though.
Okay.
Okay. So what are we talking about?
But if you're short, you can't tell the difference.
I mean, you really can. If when you stand next to 6 foot people all the time, which you really do with Ethan, you can really tell the difference.
No, Ethan's like 6'2", bro.
Yeah, he like 6'3", 6'2".
And his head carries. He had a long head. But what time is it? What's the time stamp? This time stamp.
18 minutes, bro.
What are we on? 18?
We 18 minutes in, bro.
18? What time is it to go?
2:14. All right, man. You want
to
end it?
According to Vail, I got kids to feed and a mortgage to pay. So we're going to end this episode.
Amen. Amen. All right, y'all. Thank you for joining us, Grant. Andy.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I was on the show, too.
And Kenny, my bad. I was getting here. Hey, it's on the porch, man.